And good afternoon. This is Healthy Choices, Healthy People on WTPS News Talk 1080, the People Station, where information is power. I'm Mark Henderson of the 100 Black Men of South Florida. This is a cooperative effort between 100 Black Men of South Florida and the American Cancer Society, the Miami-Dade unit. What we talk about here is healthy choices for you, the community, so that you can make informed decisions about your health and prevention as to how you can prevent some of the diseases that we are talking about. Last week, in the last 2 weeks, we talked about breast cancer. This week, we're going to be talking about prostate cancer. Now, this is a cancer that is germane only to men. So I'm telling all the men that are out there, I realize that there are football games going on today. Dolphins have already played on this past Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. So you don't have to worry about that game, but I know there are other games out there you want to listen to. But do me a favor, turn your TV down, turn your radio up, because this is information that's important to you, and to you particularly, black males or males of other ethnic persuasions. But the females can listen to this as well, because cancer is a cooperative effort to a large degree. When someone contracts cancer, if they have a mate around, if there's a wife, if there is a girlfriend or what have you, it is important that that person give you the support, you the individual that is contracting this disease. If you want to find out a little bit more about 100 Black Men of South Florida, you can go to the website, which is www.100blackmensf.org, or you can call 305-620-2260. That's 305-620-2260. And for the American Cancer Society, May?
Yes, that number is 1-800-ACS-2345. That's 1-800-ACS-2345 or www.cancer.org.
Thanks, May. We also have on the telephone with us Arlen Congrad. Did I pronounce that right?
Arlen Congrad.
Hey, already. Arlen Congrad, who is a medical doctor out of Aventura. And what I'd like to do, Doc, is start off with you. In terms of prostate cancer, how prevalent is that disease?
Prostate cancer is diagnosed in 1 out of 6 American men. The risk of diagnosis can go up with specific factors. For example, risk goes up with age. Prostate cancer is most commonly seen in men over the age of 50, although I do see a number of young men in their 30s and 40s with prostate cancer. Race is another variable associated with prostate cancer. African Americans are diagnosed at a rate of 1 in 4 men, contrasted with 1 in 6 men. And one other factor that's very important but gets short shrift, and that is family history. If your brother has had prostate cancer, your risk also goes up.
Where is the age range in African American men have you found?
Pretty much the same age range as in other races. It's just that the frequency is higher.
Is there any reason why the frequency is higher?
I'm sure there's a reason, but we don't know what it is.
Interesting. Have you ever seen anybody with prostate cancer in their 20s?
I have not. My youngest patient was an Argentinian man who was 36 years old at the time of his diagnosis. He came to be diagnosed because his older brother had been diagnosed with prostate cancer at the age of 40-something. And as a consequence, my patient, the 36-year-old, went in to be checked, and sure enough, he had the disease.
Interesting. So as you get older, the possibility of you contracting prostate cancer raises. Is there a particular percentage that, you know, that if you get into your late 50s, your 60s, is it closer to 1 in 2, or is it 1 in 3?
It's not quite that high, no. It's still going to be a little bit lower. But look, 1 in 6 is a dramatic number. If you consider that breast cancer, for example, is a very common disease, and that it is diagnosed in 1 out of 8 women, you get a sense of how much prostate cancer we're dealing with. Now, I can give you a couple other statistics simply to make the point. For example, there are 2 million Americans living with a diagnosis of prostate cancer, having had it or having it now. 2 million. That's a huge number. Think about how many men die of prostate cancer in the United States. We are losing 600 men every week to this disease. That's like three 707s crashing into a mountain every week, full of men.
Wow, that's a scary number.
It's a scary number, and it's been going on for so long that, in essence, I think we're numb to it, because in reality, if planes were going down at that frequency, we'd all be screaming and hollering.
Why aren't we screaming and hollering? What has made us so numb? Is it lack of information, or we just don't care?
It's not clear to me. I'm not an expert in medical culture, which in essence is what you're asking me about, or patient behavior. But I will shoot a little bit from the hip, if you'll allow me.
Right.
This is a conversation actually we've been having around here. We're developing an institute directed at prostate cancer surgery, which is what I do. And in the context of getting some community involvement, we've asked what the difference is between men with prostate cancer and other people. One of the things that has struck those I'm working with is that women, for example, are much more vocal and much more organized. Consider, for example, that women have put together something called the Susan B. Komen Organization to help raise awareness for breast cancer, right? You've got the little pink ribbons, you've got the pink M&Ms, all kinds of things that help raise the awareness generally about the need for mammograms, for example.
Right.
There is no parallel organization for men as far as I know. And so are men different from women? Absolutely. Does that matter in terms of their health? I think so. And the reason I think so is because men tend to be, I think, a little bit more passive when it comes to their health. Think, for example, when men go to the doctor, it's usually because the wife has made the appointment. So women drive health care, and men just haven't organized quite as well as the women, I don't think.
You know, that's interesting, because we talked about on this program several weeks ago about colon cancer, and the doctor that we had on at that point in time, Priyana Marchetti, was saying that he was finding that fewer women were going to be tested for colon cancer than men. So it's interesting that, in your particular finding, that men are still sort of on the passive side. Are you finding that because of just the fact that men really think that they're invincible, or are they scared, or is it that if they don't show that, that they're strong with their friends, or they're ridiculed? What are you finding?
Well, you're asking me what's wrong with the men. I'm not sure. I would turn to their wives for some suggestions. I'm sure you'd get a handful. But look, the people that I deal with, the men that I deal with, I think are distracted. I think they're very busy. Most of them, remember, are in their 50s or 60s, so they're working men.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot on their plate. It's not an excuse, but if you were to ask me to speculate, that's the first thing I would go with.
May, what are you finding? When you go out into the community, I know you're talking about so many different cancers and what have you, but when you come to the topic of prostate cancer, are you finding that? Are you finding men shying away? Are you finding men that want to talk? Or are they asking you off to the side and under the slide, give me some information and I'll call you later? I don't want people knowing about my situation.
I'm generally finding that the community as a whole just won't talk about prostate cancer. I know even in my own family, it wasn't until my grandfather died that I found out he had prostate cancer. When my godfather was diagnosed, it was very hush, hush. No one wanted to talk about it. We're still not talking.
That is unfortunate, and dying at a real great rate. Doc, tell me about some of the procedures that you go through when a person comes in and wants to have their prostate checked. What's the normal procedure?
There are two tests that we use for the early detection of prostate cancer, and I'm going to confine my comments to cancer and not talk about other diseases of the prostate. The two tests that I'm referring to, first and foremost, is the physical examination, sometimes referred to as the digital rectal examination. It's simply, a finger examination of the prostate. It's a test that in good hands will take 10 seconds to do. The other test is a blood test. Specifically, I'm referring to the prostate-specific antigen test, PSA test. This one is so easy to do. It can be done in the same blood sample as we use for the cholesterol. Also takes seconds to do.
But again, men are not coming in. It doesn't seem like it. Men are coming in even to do that. Are men telling you that, the old thing, you can't touch this? I mean, I don't want your finger back in that area. You know, leave me alone. I don't think there's any problem.
we're still dealing with cultural taboos, and that is one of the taboos that, unfortunately, we have not been able to overcome with men.
Doc, are you finding that in the patients that you've talked to, have they reluctantly come in?
My men are generally quite motivated to come in. I'm looking at the motivated subsegment of the population, and it sounds like May's dealing with the other part. The reason mine are coming in to see me is because they've been diagnosed with prostate cancer. So I'm seeing them at the end of the cascade, if you will. She's seeing them at the other end. And the problem we have, I think one of the reasons that we have the mortality that we have with prostate cancer is because it's in that early link that we're not being effective. Remember something. Early detection is the key to effective management. We cannot prevent prostate cancer. It happens. We cannot cure it once it has spread. Our window of opportunity, and it's a good one, is in early detection. So if we catch it after it happens and before it spread, we have treatments that are very effective. And it's there that community awareness really needs to be targeted. Early detection.
How many people are you seeing a week, and I'm not trying to get into your client base, but how many people are you seeing in a week that deal with prostate cancer?
Well, it varies enormously. I deal only with prostate cancer. That's all I do in my practice. And so really it depends on, you know, who's been diagnosed. Because, again, I'm a super specialist, and they come to see me only very late in the process. You know, I'm often the third, fourth, or fifth opinion for these men. Tremendous variation. Seems to vary by month, and I think that reflects to some extent the fact that in the summer, for example, nobody's going to the doctor to get their PSA checked, have biopsies or anything else. So the summer's quiet, the winters are busier. It varies.
That's interesting. May, in terms of the community groups that you go out to, the churches and so forth, because this disease is a male disease, you know, females don't have prostates, the men that are there, are they willing to listen to what you're saying, the information that you're giving out?
For the most part, I deal with women, and I try to deal with the spouses, talk to spouses, talk to parents, talk to loved ones, and have them spread the word that encourage, just ask, have you had your PSA done? Wives, make the appointment for your husband and make sure that he gets there. So I've taken that route majority of the time with the women rather than with men.
And have the women been responsive to that? I mean,
the women have been very responsive because they've, like the doctor said, they've been responsive about breast cancer. They've become advocates. We have the pink ribbons. We talk about it. So we need to try to generate that with the male population also.
And are they coming back to you later and saying, well, I talked to him and he doesn't want to be bothered? I mean, then what? Then what?
It's 50-50. A lot will come back and say, yes, he did go. Yes, there was a problem. Yes, he was detected early. He's getting treatment. And some will come back, no, I cannot get my father to go.
Do you do any additional follow-up from that? Well, are they willing to allow you? I mean, you're talking in one setting, and they're coming back to you and saying, no, he didn't want to be bothered. Are you then saying, well, can I come talk to him directly?
My door is open, and I try to get to as many groups as possible. Many times it's very difficult, especially with men, to talk to them one-on-one. They don't want to talk to a woman about their prostate.
Have you used a man that has had, you know, that has prostate cancer or is willing to talk to get them to be used?
I haven't done that yet, but that's a good idea.
We'll be back. We're talking to May Whitehead, the community representative for the American Cancer Society Miami-Dade Unit, and also Dr. Aaron Conrad, who is a medical doctor who specializes in prostate cancer out of Aventura. You're listening to WTPS, the News Talk 1080, where information is power, the people's station, and this is Healthy Choices, Healthy People. Be right back.